Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
And Mike Max brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. And Maxie, you have some news about Adam Thielen. Is he going to be on the field this Sunday?
He's sure trying, and it'll probably be a game day decision. But he was out there yesterday. He said he's taken every, you know, one thing about those guys, Tom. They got access to the best of the best in terms of healing. High ankle sprains are the worst that you can get. It happened in the Detroit game, so you factor in the math on that. But he believes that he can get there by Sunday at noon. So he was walking around yesterday. Our cameras are only allowed in there for a short period of time. And so, you know, the only thing we were able to capture was him walking gingerly, looked okay. We didn't see him run. We didn't see, you know, how he looked. And obviously cutting out of your breaks is, for especially for Adam Thielen, everything is about making a read and being able to cut your break at 50% and all those things that he does, especially on the hash marks. He does have to have movement on that ankle. He's not a straight fly pattern guy. So he is committed to it. They wouldn't have had him talk yesterday if they didn't think that there was, that's another game that, you know, they wouldn't have had him talking yesterday if they didn't think there was a chance he could get back. And I don't know. I mean, it probably will be a game time decision, but he looked like he was trending in that direction. Let's just put it at that. And maybe we'll know some more, you know, today.
And I heard him say that, you know, he doesn't want to do anything that would hurt the team. He only wants to play if he thinks he can help the team. Because, you know, if he could be out there and make a difference, he'd be there.
Well, yeah, because he said also that he thought he almost was there for Monday night. So if, you know, he gave it his best shot and tried to get there for Monday night. Well, I mean, if you do the math on that, if you were close on Monday night, then, you know, another 6 days would tell you that he, you know, there's a good chance he would be there. But yeah, to his point, he's done that before where you re-injure something, and that's the last thing you want to do. But they also got Alexander Mattison back yesterday off the COVID protocols. They knew they would, you know, backup running back to Dalvin Cook, but a really important piece to this offense because you never know when Cook's going to go down. So they have him back, and, you know, he's a really good backup running back.
And getting back to Thielen, have you ever had a high ankle sprain?
Nope, I've had low ankle sprains, and those heal fairly quickly and easily. But high ankle sprains, you know, from what everybody tells me, trainers and stuff, they say sometimes you're better off breaking it than getting a high ankle sprain because of the ligaments.
Yeah, and it just and they linger for so long because you always hear that when it's a high ankle sprain, you just go, God, we don't know when he's coming back.
Yeah, and because it sounds like one ankle sprain, but it's so much different than when you turn your ankle playing a pickup basketball game. And so that's what he's dealing with right now. When you heard that, you go, ooh, that's like the worst news a lot of times.
Now, the Timberwolves back in action tonight. I believe, what are they, a game under 500? So they're trying to level their record tonight in Utah?
Yeah. Yeah, the NBA is even having trouble getting eight guys in a team at some of these places. They called off a couple games last night, so and the Wolves down five still until further notice. And Utah's good. I mean, this Quinn Snyder there, the basketball coach there, is interesting career. He's at Missouri, had problems. Thought his career might be over. Worked himself up back through the G League, and now they've got a really nice team there and a tough team to play against. So it's not a good draw for the Timberwolves tonight on the road at Utah. But the next thing you're watching is, okay, make sure nobody else goes in the protocol. They've got a bunch of guys in the team now, so they can feel the team. But it's tough when you go to Utah with what they've got for a roster right now.
Yeah, and it's the same thing with the NHL. They're now in a pause, yeah. So we're not hearing any news out of the NHL because they're not testing now until what, Sunday?
Sunday or Monday. See, they I don't know when they can test again, if it's Sunday or Monday, but the league always takes 3 days off at Christmas because of the collective bargaining agreement. So, you won't know anything more. And, they also don't have any control over guys. If guys want to go home, be with their families, whatever, things that I guess we would consider to be potential spreaders, they could be in those situations, and you can't tell a guy not to be with his family or to go home to be with his family. So that it's a difficult, fragile time right now.
Oh yeah, and not just for professional athletes, obviously for all of us.
Yeah, you know what? A guy passed away yesterday. He's a referee and a coach out in Farmington, and he got COVID. He's 50 years old and in great shape, and went to the hospital and last Friday, and by Monday he was gone. And you hear that story and you go, wow, he was just coaching a week and a half ago.
Yeah, those are the stories that are the most chilling. We were just talking about the numbers about how many Americans, I think, what was it, 1 in 7 of us or maybe more than that, know someone. Well, 1 in 7 of us have had COVID, and I forget the number, but most of us have known someone who has died or been seriously ill.
Yeah, and that's getting every day. That's getting more and more, And then obviously, I mean, Governor Walz a lot better than I do. But he's had the shots, he's had the booster, and he still got it.
Yeah, and luckily a mild case, which they say is the likely outcome if you have the vaccinations and the booster. Now, on a brighter note, let's talk Gopher basketball. 10-1.
10-1. They struggled the first half against Coach Ryan and Wisconsin Green Bay, and were down a point, and they couldn't get threes. And Wisconsin Green Bay had a pretty good game plan for that, but eventually they loosened it up, and Jameson Battle went to the basket instead of relying on the outside shot, which he can do. And they kind of blew him away in the second half there, and did what you would expect them to do against Wisconsin Green Bay, a young team that really isn't ready for the Big Ten kind of competition yet. But yeah, they go into the break with a really nice run, feeling good about themselves. They come back here in the Big Ten, not far away again, and there's some real openings there, some chances that they could make some noise. I never thought, and I'll still hold off opinion till the end of January at least, but I mean, you have to talk about them as being maybe make a run at an NCAA tournament, which I just no one ever thought we'd be talking about.
Absolutely, and Ben Johnson, clearly one of the early front runners for Coach of the Year in the Big Ten, if not beyond that, because this is remarkable given the number of players he had coming back and what he has done.
They did a graphic yesterday at the Big Ten Network about guys in their first year, and it was Tom Izzo, him, Juwan Howard. It was the all stars of the Big Ten, and his record was better than any of them in his first year. And you're going, holy cow!
Yeah, and you can't say they haven't played anyone because they did beat Michigan on the road, and they played Michigan State tough. But obviously, when they get into the Big Ten schedule, Maxie, we'll find out what they're really made of, right?
Yeah, and Mississippi State was pretty good too. They were 6-1, and they went down to Mississippi State and beat them. So everything they've done has been, they get A's so far, and we'll see going forward. But it's really been, Tom, as you've been here a long time. Those unexpected surprises are you gravitate to them as fans and journalists, because when you don't see them coming, it's really fun.
It is a lot of fun. Maxie, we'll talk to you again next hour.
You got it.
Mike Max with all the sports news. We'll continue on News Talk 830 WCCO after this.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up, and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.